And the news about Ribfest is not good.
No, it is not. It's incredibly disappointing, we know, to the community and also to the Rotary Club. It is an event that is enjoyable, and you know, when the community likes it, we like it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why is it not going to be running this year after being revived last year?
Unfortunately, events like this are incredibly expensive to put on. And after last year, we decided we wanted to do it again this year. So for the last year, our committee has gone out. We've looked at getting community sponsors. We've gone out. We had a whole lineup of bands booked. We were approaching this with the full intention of Ribfest going ahead, but we also gave ourselves a deadline for funding. And unfortunately, when May Run came along, we had our meeting, and it was determined by the board that we just didn't have the funding available to make this happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of demands on groups and businesses for funding for things like this, right?
That's correct. And the Timmins and Cochrane, Timmins Porcupine area, it's not a large area. So everybody goes to the same people over and over and over again, and it gets hard on the businesses to provide money. And you know, our community sponsors were fantastic. We did get a lot of support from the community. Unfortunately, like I said, to put on Ribfest, it is a huge expense.
So the long lineups of people to get ribs and just the general participation last year looked amazing, but that's not enough to pay for it.
No, it's not. Last year was such a fantastic turnout. It was so good. We really want to do it again. The Rivers, I heard that it was their best event of the entire year in Ontario. But I don't know if you're aware, Bob, but a lot of places around Ontario where they've done Ribfest for a number of years, in the last decade or so many of them have had to stop doing it just because of the expense.
Yeah. Any hopes of reviving it next year or in a future year?
There's always hopes. We are reviewing all of our options. We do want to do something next year. It's just determining, is it going to be a Rib Fest? Is it going to be a different event? Where we have to pivot, what we need to do? Are there other partners we can get? There's a lot of things that we're looking at right now, and all we can say is we do want to do something. The community supports us all year round. We have our golf tournament coming up, the Golf for Good tournament on June 6th in support of the hospital. We do Adopt a Senior every year at Christmas. We have a teddy bear drive going on constantly. All these things are so supported by the community. Ribfest was a way for Rotary to do something that was community orientated, to get more people just out there to have fun. But unfortunately, it's an expensive venture, and we didn't get close to the targeted amount that we needed.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
Think we've pretty much covered all the key points. It's the big thing is we do want to thank all of our sponsors. We really appreciate them stepping up and coming forward. And we do want to express to the community at large, if we could have put this on, we would have, because it is an event that the club really enjoys. We had lots of fun with it last year. It's not a question of volunteers. We had more than enough volunteers for Ribfest last year, and there was no question we'd have enough for this year as well. So fortunately, that's the way the chips fall.